Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. If you are anything like me and my family this week, we are really having a hard time adjusting to the daylight savings time. We have missed school buses, we have missed alarms. It has been a hot mess. Well, today we're going to talk all about health and daylight savings times. So unless you live in Hawaii, Arizona, or Puerto Rico, and you're a part of the continental US, you are most likely dealing with issues with the daylight savings time. Now, you know, people have a hard time adjusting to the daylight savings time because essentially it disrupts our natural circadian rhythm, which regulates that whole sleep-wake cycle. Well, our bodies have this internal clock that's synchronized to the natural light and dark of our environment. So when we change the clock forward or back by an hour, it can take us a few days for our bodies to adjust to the new schedule. And this leads to all kinds of difficulties in our overall health and our bodies. For example, when we spring forward, we lose an hour of sleep. We feel more tired than usual. Maybe we even have trouble falling asleep the next night. On the other hand, when we fall back an hour, we gain that extra hour of sleep. But sometimes we can wake up earlier and then struggle to fall back asleep. It creates a little bit of chaos. And it's funny because it's, when you think about it, it's only an hour, but it makes a big difference, you know, especially when we're springing forward. When we're springing forward, you know, a lot of times if you wake up at 6 a.m. in the morning, 6 a.m. when you're on standard time in March might be light. But as soon as we change over to daylight savings, now that 6 a.m. in March is dark, and that darkness is really difficult. So we see this for everybody, but we also see a really big effect when it comes to shift workers. And we're going to talk about that more in a little bit here, but let's just talk some of the symptoms that we typically see when we're experiencing, you know, that change in daylight savings time. Well, we have a difficulty falling asleep. That time change really can kind of affect our body about its alertness and when it goes to sleep. It's one of the reasons why we talk so much about routines. A lot of times we don't realize how important routines are until our routine is shifted an hour. And then we start realizing how important nighttime, those wake routines can be. You know, a lot of times insomnia, that is another one we see kind of kick up during this time. The disruption of that circadian rhythm can lead to an increase in insomnia, difficulty staying asleep through the night. We're just off a little bit. Daylight time sleepiness. A lot of times, like, we're waking up maybe an hour earlier, an hour later, and maybe we're rushing. Things just aren't flowing the way we can. So a lot of times we get sleepier during the daytime. Our mood changes. The disruption of the body's natural rhythm has a huge impact on our mood. It leaves us feeling irritability, frustrated, even depressed. A lot of times we have problems concentrating. You know, sleep has such a profound effect on how we concentrate and our focus. So all of this is going to have an impact to our cognitive function. You know, we might even have difficulty recalling things for a few days, or just maybe even concentrating or focusing on school. It really becomes a little bit of a challenge. And, you know, our appetite, when our sleep changes, our appetite changes, our hunger changes, a lot of times if we're feeling tired, our body is naturally going to trigger to eat more because we're tired. Our body's like, wait, it's midday. We should be awake and I'm tired. I must need more energy. And this is why a lot of times we go to very carb heavy foods, because our body is really kind of trying to grab onto that energy. So let's talk about the effects of daylight savings time and the third shift workers. I think third shift workers probably more than anybody feel this. And third shift workers, for any of you listening, are the ones that work overnight. It's also the graveyard shift, the midnight shift. You know, they're affected a little bit differently. You know, any shift worker, rotating, swing shift, you know, they're already naturally out of rhythm because of the natural dark light cycle. You're not waking up with the light and you're not going to sleep with the dark. It's, you know, a lot of times it's requiring external cues to kind of signify that circadian rhythm. So it's a little bit different. But when we're talking about daylight savings time and third shift workers, especially somebody that's working that Sunday, you know, a lot of us don't realize it. There's an extra hour that's shoved in there. And the person that's on that shift is having to work an extra hour. Of course, unless a schedule changes and it's impacted for that. But generally, you're working that extra hour. So imagine literally 2 o'clock in the afternoon, because this is basically, they're 2 o'clock in the morning, right? They're 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So you're looking, you know, at 4 or 5 PM, you go home. And at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, all of a sudden that, you know, 2:55, right back to 2 o'clock. Well, that sucks. You just literally lost an entire hour. And that's essentially what happens, because you figure at that 2 AM changeover, it's 2 a.m. all over again. You get to redo 2 a.m. That sucks, especially when you're getting ready to go home maybe in 3-4 hours. You know, it's something to really kind of think about, you know, and that causes them to miss out on more sleep. It's just, you're not going to be in a good mood if you just did 2 o'clock and you're doing 2 o'clock again. So it's just putting you in kind of that negative cycle, and it's just a little bit difficult. Now, I do know some shift workers that love it because that is an extra hour in their pay, but not all the time is that really dealt with. So we want to be cognizant of that. And if you have a team of shift workers, you know, if you know there's sometimes irritability on the floor or in the job that day, you know, really maybe try to make that time a little bit better. You know, think about that. Is there something that maybe you can do? Maybe it's bring in some bagels or some donuts, or I know this isn't super healthy, and here we are, a health coach podcast, but you know, sometimes we just have to do things to lighten the mood a little bit. Is there a game you could play? Is there something that you guys kind of enjoy doing that you can do to kind of make that hour a little bit easier? Now, just switching directions real fast, what are some things that we can just overall do that'll help us make this transition to daylight savings time a little bit easier? I'm a big fan of smart light bulbs or daylight lamps or anything like that, dawn simulators. And the reason was, and essentially what it is if you know that you're waking up at a time that might be dark and it's usually light, what we could do is we could set our lamps. We can do a smart light bulb, set it to start turning on a little bit earlier. That way, when your alarm's going off, the room is already light. Granted, it's not sunlight. A daylight simulator would be better, but it's something that at least we're not waking up with an alarm clock in the dark. So that can be a little bit helpful. That could be helpful, especially for kids that are having a really hard time going to school. Set the lights that they go on naturally, maybe 30 minutes before their alarm clock goes off. And then even just do some basic stretching in the morning. Sometimes it's really helpful. We roll out of bed, we're all cranky, their alarm clock just woke up. But if we could just take 2 minutes and just do some stretching, that's going to really help us, splash some cold water on our face. As soon as that daylight starts coming up outside, getting out in that daylight, that's going to kind of really enhance us waking up. It's going to make things a little bit easier. Now, let's talk about daylight savings time when we're having issues going to sleep. Now, a lot of times during daylight savings time, again, that hour really kind of messes with us. So it's really important to have that sleep routine. We've talked about sleep routines on tons of these podcasts, but really having that sleep routine, taking a warm shower right before going to bed, helps to relax your body. It also helps to drop that core body temperature a little bit. So that can be helpful. Putting on some white noise machines, maybe even using blue light blocking glasses. I love blue light blocking glasses for shift workers, especially when they're on the commute home, because that's one of the biggest things we see when it comes with shift workers when they're coming out of the job. And I know a lot of times daylight savings, it makes it a little bit easier because maybe when you're leaving at 6 a.m., it's still dark out, so you can get home by the time the light comes up. So you're not dealing with that blue light in your eyes. But once, you know, the sun starts coming up earlier again, you're hitting that blue light in your eyes. That blue light in your eyes is going to start your body's circadian rhythm of waking up. So we want to kind of block as much as we can. Now, if you're driving home, you still have to be careful. So they have some glasses that are a little bit less. They have ones that will block some that you could still drive in. What we really want to do is you watch our eyes and that blue light. Blue light will wake us up. So if we're driving home, or maybe we're commuting, if you're commuting, that's great. You could wear the run lenses. It basically blocks everything. And that way you can go to sleep a little bit easier when you get home. So that's where we really kind of want to use some of these techs, some of these devices, making sure that we're having those blinds that close fully. But when we're talking about going to sleep at night, You know, I love the showers. I like the use of white noise. Reading a book can be great because it allows your body to relax. A lot of times TVs will emit blue light and we're watching things that keep us up and tense. So it's nice to have something that can calm us down a little bit. So these are all things that we can do. And, you know, I like the idea of using sleep tracking apps and digital wearables because I think it allows us to see our pattern of sleep that we normally wouldn't see. Sometimes we know we have a good night's sleep or a bad night's sleep, but when you have data behind it, especially if you're a person that's data driven, becomes a little bit easier. So let's talk a little bit about the studies. What does the science say? Well, there's several studies that have actually found that during time change, it disrupts our body's circadian rhythm and leads to sleep disturbances, including falling asleep, insomnia, and daytime sleepiness. It affects our mood and just our overall feelings of irritability. But here's one of the craziest things. In a 2014 study, they actually found a 24% jump in the number of heart attacks occurring the Monday after the spring forward event. 24% jump. And that's not just the US. Sweden has found about a 6.7% increase. Finland was about 8. So there is definitely something going on. And what a lot of doctors are saying, it's because they've already had, obviously, issues. And now, you know, the lack of sleep, this is how important sleep is for us, is that it will affect us by losing an hour because the rate of heart attacks go up. How crazy is that? So now let's look at the rate of accidents when it comes to daylight savings time. So during 1983 to 2006, the U.S. Department of Labor revealed that workplace injuries increased by 5.7% in days following daylight savings time. This is crazy. That one hour is having this much of an impact in our overall health and safety. And one of the biggest things I think to realize is, again, how important that sleep is. The same thing is with traffic accidents and medical mistakes. And the crazy thing is, it's always about 1 to 3 days after, and then everything levels back out. So that 1 hour of sleep is actually affecting you for up to 3 days. So this is where we really have to kind of focus on our sleep and making sure we are keeping good sleep habits. So I just want to kind of reverse a moment and talk about those good sleep habits. It's really important that we are getting between 7 and 9 hours of sleep. Men can get away with about 7 to 8. Women, you're really about 8 to 9 hours of sleep because of the complexity of our hormones. You know, so really make sure we're getting quality of sleep, avoiding daylight right when we're going to bed or using daylight to wake up. This is why it's so important that shift workers were being mindful of the light and how we're exposed to light, because it's going to help or hurt us depending on which way we're going. We want to have that good, solid bedtime routine. So when it's time to go to bed, we're not sitting there tossing and turning for 30 minutes, an hour, that we can more easily go to sleep. We're giving ourselves the right environment to relax and go to sleep. And I know daylight savings time is difficult for everybody. And hopefully at some point they will stop this craziness with it. But until then, I think we just have to better manage it and be able to really understand what is going on so that we can take control and we can better prepare ourselves for next year. I hope you guys all have a good day. I'll talk to you all next week. Hey guys, before you go, real quick, we are going to start a new thing going on LinkedIn. We're going to be doing it on Wednesdays. I'll be going live Wednesdays on LinkedIn, and we're going to be talking about the podcast episode, but we're going to be talking about it from the health and wellness professional standpoint and how we can better support shift workers as a community to make sure everybody has the access to be healthy. So if you know a health and wellness professional, let them know this is going on. Share the podcast, because it's all about making our workforce healthier.